Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. Greg Pickle is on the big stage. This is Greg's Best Bets. We did it for most of last season, last college football season, and now we're getting back into it now. Greg likes to look around and likes to point out the point spread, so he's going to give us his five best for the college football weekend ahead. And I mean, I guess we'll just start with one that I wouldn't expect to. I guess you get a six bonus pick this week, by the way. I wouldn't expect you to start here, but Temple getting 15 points. You like the Owls to cover?
I sure do. I look at it like this. Maryland's been a little bit interesting under number one, not to take this conversation a different direction, but look, let's be honest, Dustin, we tend to do this from time to time. Not to go completely off the conversation path here, but is DJ Durkin just like sitting at home collecting a paycheck, not doing, like, what is he doing? Why has he not been fired? I don't understand what's going on down there. Temple is a team that, you know, you look at their first you know, start to the season, they haven't looked great. They lose to Buffalo, they lose to Villanova, but I think that this team's a little bit better than expected. 15 points on the road at Maryland. I think it's a 10-point game, maybe a touchdown game. I don't think Maryland's as good as its win over Texas showed. I don't think Temple's as bad as its losing to Villanova shows. Keep in mind, Penn State will play Villanova and Temple in a couple of years. So, I don't know. That was one that jumped off the page. 15 points feels like enough for me in this one.
You have some tendencies in some of these segments. So, like, an anti-Maryland position is a theme. I would venture to guess that goes back to last year, but I don't know. For these first couple, I'm on the other side.
It's always good to me to go against a team that tends to lose starting quarterbacks at a rapid pace.
fair. So Temple with the Villanova loss, with the Buffalo loss, it would be hard for me to put any money at all on a team like that. And then going on the road.
So that's good.
Yes. Yeah, I don't. And neither do you.
Entertainment purposes.
Neither do you. These are potato chips. So me personally, I'm going with Maryland giving away 15 in that one. How about Georgia Tech -3 at Pitt? It is hard to look at this Pitt football team and be like, you know what? They're going to bounce back. But they could.
I just think that you get blown out and you spend the week preparing for an option team that runs a weird set. And I know they play Georgia Tech a lot. And so because of that, it's not as foreign to them as it might be to some other teams. But the flip side of that to me, Dustin, is when I look at everything that Pitt did last week, that's just not a good football team. And they look like the kind of team that, you know, Pat Narduzzi talked about things snowballing against Penn State. And the fact that the snowball started rolling downhill and everything went off the tracks for Pitt, that was the kind of game that can make your season snowball go off the tracks. And I think Georgia Tech, it furthers the Pitt misery and wins handily at Heinz Field, which better be fixed by game day.
I feel like if you know what you're doing, you know, I thought Penn State could have done more damage on the ground against Pitt than they ended up doing. Georgia Tech, I mean, if they can soften anybody up, that'll be interesting. I'm going to bet on the Panthers to bounce back, though. At home.
We're keeping track
There's a long way to go.
We're going to need a second whiteboard or a chalkboard for these picks.
There's a long way to go for Pitt in a week, but I think they can get there. I'm going to go with Maryland. I'm making a note now. Purdue now getting 7.5 points, coming off back-to-back pretty brutal losses. Now Missouri comes to town. It's a night game there. 7.5 is key. I think that extra half point is a key.
Yeah, I mean, we just spent a whole segment talking about how brutal they have looked through the first two games, but I think this is a pretty good football team still. I think that Rondell Moore is one of the more electric players in the country, and I'm not buying in Ole Miss just yet. So, to me, you put all those things together, it really comes down to, not Ole Miss, but it comes down to Purdue is going to have its lapses and times that it looks like Purdue. But in this game, I meant Missouri, not Ole Miss, but in this game, I just think that everything that Purdue's able to show in the Northwestern game is this. I think that's more this team than the Eastern Michigan version of it. So I don't think they cover. I think they win, and I think they win by three or more. I don't think it's a. I think it's close. We'll see.
I'm going to go with Purdue 7.5.
Ooh.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Nice.
You know, I'm a big believer in Jeff Brohm. I really am, and I think that they're going to start to figure some things out. And I definitely agree with the week one versus week two version of this Purdue team. I think it's a team that can surge here and get back into that bowl conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at everything that Purdue has to offer, and obviously they're on a slight upswing, but they're still Purdue. That said, I'm not ready to make Missouri some kind of, you know, tremendous, great, fantastic team. So, I don't know. That's just the way I look at it. I like Purdue. I like the points. I think the hook is huge, like you say.
It's a good game to watch. I mean, if you have an NFL interest, their quarterback Drew Lock from Missouri has gotten a little bit of buzz. I'll believe it when I see it. This will be an interesting stretch for Missouri too, because they go to Purdue, then they're at home against Georgia, then they're at South Carolina, then they're at Alabama. So three out of the next four away from home, you'll start to see the real Missouri team, and maybe Purdue can reveal that a week early.
Yeah.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, GoPSURV.com as well, where they got a Keystone Sports RV for you there. They've also got Friday night tailgate set up from 6 to 9 p.m. this weekend for the Kent State game against Penn State. That's a big occasion as well, because Mark, our guy at GoPSURV, offering RVs for half price. You can check out all the details there at GoPSURV.com. Moving on here with Greg's best bets here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. So now we got another Big Ten hook here. Ohio State playing TCU at AT&T Stadium. TCU getting 14 here. That is a big, big number, Greg.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of Ohio State has looked like an absolute monster in the first 2 weeks of the season, and certainly could win this game by 14. I just don't think that's going to be the case. You look at TCU, is it the Big 12's best team? No. Is it a team that's going to win more than 8, 9, 10 games? No. I think you're looking at a pretty normal TCU team, quite honestly. But, you know, they put up 55 on Southern, whoever the heck Southern is. And then they beat SMU on the road 42-12. I don't think TCU is going to win this game by any stretch of the imagination. But again, I see it in the 7-10 point range. I think we're getting way too many here. And so I like the Frogs in a game that, you know, Ohio State has been looking forward to, certainly, and has not had any problems. They've been, you know, a blowout caliber team so far this year. And I just think the TCU keeps it a little bit closer, and maybe they have some struggles a little bit on the road.
I think that's the big variable. You know, it's the big variable for, you know, we're looking at Kansas at Rutgers. Rutgers at Kansas, I'm sorry, coming up. And, you know, to go on the road, to travel a far distance to play a good team, and in Ohio State's case, that's a big variable. And certain, you know, the Buckeyes are rolling big time, and you expect that to happen. And part of what the betting lines are, especially as they open up early in the week, is how it feels in that certain current situation, what the expectation and perception of a team is. And the perception is Ohio State's a big time national contender, and they've looked that way. But what will they do against a good TCU team? 14 points is a lot of points in that game. Certainly Ohio State looks like they can put up a fair number of points, but I'm not going to bet against TCU in that one either. How about we go from a heavyweight fight
to a heavyweight, the bottom of the barrel,
a heavyweight tickle fight here. Rutgers, Kansas. Boy, Rutgers, Kansas at Kansas. Could there be a less interesting football game at any level?
Probably, but I'm it sure. would be a, it would be hard to find it.
So Rutgers is traveling again halfway across the country to go to Kansas. Kansas is not not a great team. They just won on the road for the first time in 46 tries.
Hey, but that makes a difference when you talk about this week's game.
So now they're at home, and they are, what, given 3 points to mm-hmm. Rutgers. And I think
game was lined only because years and years and years ago, somebody somewhere said, yeah, let's line them all. Otherwise, I don't think anyone would care. I don't know why it jumped off the page to me, but it did.
So who do you like in this one?
Oh, Kansas, for sure. I mean, I think Rutgers is I mean, yeah, it was a 46-game road losing streak for Rutgers. For Kansas. They end it by pummeling Central Michigan 31-7. I mean, I don't typically enjoy backing teams that lose to a school like Nicholls in overtime. But hey, maybe the Nicholls Colonials are tough this year. I don't know. But I don't like I don't want to back Rutgers ever, especially not on the road. Blown out 52-3 at Ohio State. At least they kicked a surrender field goal. That was great to see. But, I mean, Ohio State clearly is 14 times the team, probably 114 times the team that Kansas is. But I like them this week. I think they get the job done. I think they probably win by 10, 14, maybe even 20, and embarrass Rutgers at home.
I disagree. We got a few.
You're going to back Rutgers. Well, all right, buddy.
We're gonna keep score. And this isn't really about me, but I feel like I have to take a position.
Absolutely.
I'm going to back Rutgers on this one. I think they're going to beat Kansas.
Why?
Kansas on the road. Why not?
Fair.
Why not?
Well, because I picked a terrible game for us to discuss.
You're not talking about the class of the Big 12 here. I mean,
you're talking about the least amount of class in the Big 10.
These are programs that are pretty much the exact same program. One's in the Big 12 and one's in the Big 10.
But I get the home team, and that's all that matters to me.
I know, but I'll take the point.
How many people will be in the stands for a noon Eastern start, Rutgers, Kansas?
Noon Eastern. So what's it going
to be? Best bet, over, under 500.
I'll go over just because they're going to count. There's going to be a couple hundred players and coaches.
I don't think you will have any problem finding seating at that game. You could probably buy a whole section, probably two whole sections for the cost of, like, I don't know, to fill your tank up for the week.
Are you up for a road trip?
No.
Okay. You're busy this weekend?
Yeah, something's going on.
All right. Well, that brings us to our sixth and bonus best bet. Kent State getting 34. This is actually the first time I'm seeing the line. Kent State getting 34 from Penn State. That is a lot of points, too.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that the only reason I liked it – well, there's two reasons I liked this. Number one, I don't know if we've seen Penn State show an ability to blow a team out. But number two –
You mean other than 51-6?
Well, I mean, in terms of when the spread's this big, like, they tend to – yeah, let me rephrase that. Blow a team out spread-wise. So, you know, they were a 7-point favorite over Pitt. They win 51-6. But typically in these games, you see a team get up 37, 40 points, and then they give up some little squeaky score right at the end to ruin it. So, and I don't think the defense has shown enough to you know, for me to feel comfortable about this. I'm also a little bit worried about Hurricane Florence and the remnants of it. You know, it's supposed to hit the Carolinas either Thursday or Friday. I think it's going to push a ton of rain into State College, make it a second swampy weekend for the Lions. I think they do what they can to get out of there. Kent State covers.
Well, I think the other thing, you know, weather could be a factor. Kent State also likes to run the football. When you're running the football, you're going to try to slow the game down a little bit. If you're successful, it makes 34 points and awfully difficult to cover unless you're Pitt. All right, moving on here. That's a little bit of a teaser because our Penn State-Kent State look-ahead's coming up after this. It was so nice. GoPSURV.com had to do it twice. Our guy Mark once again doing half-price RV sales for Penn State, Kent State. So if you've been looking for a chance to check out what GoPSURV.com has to offer, you get a second chance that weekend. You can come see what they have to offer, including the Friday night before the game. You can check out 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue, Tailgate Wine, Labatt Blue Beer, and Shotzi's Brats. GoPSURV.com lot has so many other features as well. You can check them all out at GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.